This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Police say a heavily armed man killed himself rather than carrying out an apparent plan to attack a Colorado amusement park. Authorities say a 20-year-old man was found dead at Glenwood Caverns Adventure Park on Saturday before it opened to the public. The man apparently broke into the park while it was closed. He had an AR-style rifle, a handgun, and explosives, and was wearing body armor and tactical clothing. A Denver-based anti-genocide nonprofit has its first gala this weekend. Here's CPR's Elaine Tassie.
The Coalition to Stop Global Genocide educates people about the issue, has a speakers bureau of 36 experts, and holds student conferences. Founder and executive director Roz Duman said the gala's main goal is to help the public understand its vision.
Again, having people understand who we are and what we're doing, and be able to have the financial support to continue our work.
The 15-year-old nonprofit recently updated its 26-panel pop-up exhibit, which will be shown at the gala to further activate people in the fight to end genocide. The gala will be held at the Denver Aquarium, and tickets are $175. I'm Elaine Tassie, CPR News.
Families have filed a lawsuit against the Colorado funeral home that was allegedly sending them fake ashes. The lawsuit filed Monday alleges that the Return to Nature funeral home and its owners intentionally inflicted emotional distress, defrauded families, and violated a number of Colorado laws. Law enforcement has started identifying the nearly 200 bodies found at the funeral home earlier this month and notifying families. Come find more of today's news at CPR.org. Today, highs along the Front Range will be in the mid-40s. It should be a mostly sunny day. In Grand Junction, the high will be 51, also sunny.